Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's good to be in your presence another day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as we come together again here in eternity, hearing from the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. Father God, you love your sons. You love us all. And the love that you have for us all is that all should come to you. That is your desire, Father, and you send your Son, Christ Jesus, to make that possibility, to let that be a life that none can ignore. Everyone who's on the face of the earth is given a chance to return to you, Heavenly Father. You have given us this opportunity. And we just want to say, Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit is our teacher. We thank you as you're continually teaching us the things concerning eternity for us to return from the earth. Eternity come in time to take us from the earth and back into eternity, Christ Jesus, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for sending your Son unto us to lay down his life so we can return back in you. Father, you love us so much. There's so much to say thank you for. There's so much to be thankful for. Oh, Father, thank you. You feel like a weight is carrying on your spirit. Father God, it's so. I can imagine when you look on the earth, the entire creation, and you see what is happening from an eternity perspective, what is happening on earth, to all those who that need to return back to you, what they're doing with their lives instead of hearing and receiving you, your Holy Spirit, who you have sent unto us. Heavenly Father, Father who have created the heavens and the earth, Father God, let your will be done on earth continually as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, our teacher, starting out with John 5 verse 24. Holy Spirit is our teacher. Holy Spirit is our teacher. Oh, Father, Heavenly Father. John 5 verse 24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believe in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. 25. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. 25 again. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and the hour is now, now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Heavenly Father, we thank you. How are you hearing, sons of God? The dead is those who that don't know Christ, those who that are not here in eternity, because many are saying they know Christ, they know God, and yet still they're not here in eternity. And Christ is saying here how important it is for here in eternity, because it's here in eternity is going to bring you from death to life. If you're not here in eternity, you are stuck earthbound, and Christ has come, and eternity is here to pull you from the earth back into eternity. Verse 24 again, John 5 verse 24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears, hear, what are you hearing? You're hearing eternity. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word, the word God, hear God, the word, hear my word, and believe in him who sent me, has everlasting life. So to return into eternity and have everlasting life, you must hear the word who sent Christ Jesus, who Christ have sent the Holy Spirit, who give us the ear so we can hear our Heavenly Father and His Son Christ Jesus, Father who have created heaven and the earth. Heavenly Father, hear Him and receive everlasting life. 24, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word, God, and believe in Him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. So for you to pass from death and receive life, everlasting life, you must hear the word, hear God, hear eternity. Sons of God, come on, hear eternity, sons of God. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. One teacher that comes from eternity is teaching eternity, who sent from eternity. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. 25, John 5, verse 25. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Hear the voice of the Son of God. The Son of God is speaking. Are you hearing? Hear the voice of the Son of God. And those who hear will live. So what happened to those who don't hear? Oh my God. Mark chapter 4, verse 1. What happened to those who don't hear? They shall not pass on death to life. You know what is going to happen. Father God, is your desire for all to hear. We pray, Father God, that all who have an ears to hear, hear it, voice of eternity. Hear eternity. The Holy Spirit is here in time for us to hear. Mark chapter 4, verse 1. And again, he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables, and said to them, in my teaching, verse 2, then he taught them many things by parables, and said to them, in his teaching, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sows that some seed fell by the wayside, and the bird of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprung up, and because it has no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it has no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Father God, whoever hears, let them hear what you have to say, Holy Spirit, our teacher. Our Holy Spirit is teaching us the mysteries of Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Mark 4, verse 2. Then he taught them many things by parables. So sons of God, Christ is teaching in parables. So what he's talking about here about seeds is not seeds. He's clearly telling you, he's teaching in parables and said to them in his teaching, listen, that means what you need to do. Hear, eternity is speaking. So Christ is drawing your attention because his eternity was speaking. He said, listen, so you need to hear. Behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sows that some seed fell by the wayside. And the bird of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground where it did not had much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it has no depth of earth. Heavenly Father, we go over to 9. Father God, Holy Spirit. Mark 4 verse 9. And he said to them, he who have ears to hear, let him hear. He who has hear, let him hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Are you hearing? He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Christ is speaking. But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. So his disciples, those who were around him, asked him about the parables. But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables. Verse 11 again. He said to them, to you it has been given. Christ come to return us back from the earth. Take us from the earth and back into eternity. Eternity is speaking. To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Receive it, sons of God. It has been given to you, know, to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Eternity is speaking. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables. Because those who that don't believe, that means they don't receive. So you who believe, receive, it is given unto you. But those who are outside mean those who don't hear, don't believe, they don't receive. God, they can't hear. Verse 12. So that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. And he said to them, do you not understand these parables? How then will you understand all the parables? So Christ is drawing our attention here. That these parables that he's talking about, if you get these parables and understand these parables, you will understand all the parables. Because he already tell you in verse 98, he said unto them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. So to receive, you have to hear. So if you're hearing, it is given unto you. But those who can't hear, verse 12, hear, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand. Eternity speaking, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Verse 13, and he said to them, do you not understand these parables? How then will you understand all the parables? This sower sows the word. And these are the ones. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Oh my God. Sons of God, you have to hear eternity. Eternity speaking. Don't let no one rob you, because this is where Christ is telling you about here. Where Satan, the pastors, and all the priests in these temples and synagogues, and all the friends that are around you are here to rob you of here in eternity. This is what it is telling you about here. The Holy Spirit is our teacher that teaching you to understand. So don't let anyone rob you of here in eternity. Please. Don't let your pastors, your priests, and all who that stand before you say they're teaching that are not teaching eternity, because they are not here in eternity. Don't let them rob you from here in eternity, because the Holy Spirit is our teacher, that he is sent to teach about eternity. Listen, sons of God. Verse 14. The sower sows the word. You hear what he's sowing? The word. And if he's sowing the word, hear what's happening. You have to hear. Listen. Verse 14. The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside. When the word is sowing, when they hear. When they what? Hear. So what must you do to receive the word? Hear. The word is God. So when the word God is sowing, Christ is sowing it. Christ is a sower. So he sows the word in us. The Holy Spirit sows the word right now in time. And when you hear, this is showing you who's going to come to rob it. You have to make sure you hear in eternity. Verse 15, and these are the ones by the wayside when the word God is sowing. When they hear, Satan come and immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Fill them with foolishness and nonsense of the earth and take away what they hear eternity, God, from them. And many stand before you. Days teaching you, and you don't realize they are the ones that are sent by the wicked and evil one to rob you of the word eternity that you're hearing. Verse 16. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they had no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. 18. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear. All the procedures are hearing. You're realizing? They are the ones who hear the word. Hear God. God is the word. They hear God. You're hearing, sons of God? The Holy Spirit is our teacher. They hear the word, hear God. And the cares of this world. The deceitfulness of riches. And the desire for other things entering in the word, and it becomes unfruitful. It enter in, choke the word, enter in the thing. Let's go over 19 again. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Not come out of it. It's gone. They receive it and it's gone, unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear. The word, hear God, accept him, accept it, and bear fruit. some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Father God, thank you for the word. Sons of God, are you hearing? Are you hearing, sons of God? Everything that Christ speak about here is about hearing. This is showing you, Holy Spirit, our teacher. This is showing you the procedure of the word comes to you in different forms. And these are the forms that the word come to you, that the word of eternity comes to you for you to hear. And this is showing you the form which all of you on the earth are hearing in, and who are devouring by the wicked one in all their hearing, excited and the different forms. And it's showing you those who hear the word. Go over 19 again. And Zacchaeus, verse 18, and these are, verse 18, and these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, God, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. Father God, we thank you. As the word go forth out there in creation, Father God, let everyone that are hearing, Father God, hear these words. Hear you, God. Hear eternity. You are the word, eternity. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Hear the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who are teaching us about eternity, about God, our Heavenly Father, and about His Son Christ, who have came in time to take us from the earth and back into eternity. Our God, who have created the heavens and the earth, that gave us eternal life. That gave us eternal life. That gave us eternal life. Do you want eternal life? Christianese, do you want eternal life? Do you want eternal life, sons of God? It is given to you freely. You don't have to do anything to get it, but to believe and receive. Let's go back to John 5, verse 23. John 5, verse 24. Heavenly Father, we thank you. John 5, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word, hear God. He who hears my word and believe in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. You know what he's talking about here, sons of God. Verse 25, the dead that hears by is those who that are dead earthbound. You get a chance to hear the word of God. You get a chance to hear the voice of God, hear God. And when you hear him, you can't remain earthbound. It's going to take you from death where you are and bring you into life. And not only life, but eternal life. That's why Christ came here in time, to give us eternal life and return us back into eternity and one with God again, our Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you. Man, lay down your will. You must die of yourself. Don't let no one rob you of hearing eternity. Don't let no one rob you of your eternal life, because they don't have eternal life. Eternal life come from eternity, from the Son of God, Christ, who comes in time and return us from the earth and back into eternity in him. So lay down your will. Die of yourself. Receive Receive the Holy Spirit who is here in time sent unto us to wash us of the filthiness that and the corrosion and the, all that hold us captive for so long in prison. Wash it off us, sanctify us, and purify, and then present to the will the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who came in time, who will have received us unto him. Sanctify and purify, receive us on him, in him, back in him, and return back into his our heavenly Father, one with eternity, sons of God. Eternity is always one. Receive, believe, receive, and have eternal life that is not here on the earth but is in eternity. Our God, who have created the heavens and the earth, our heavenly Father, thank you. Holy is your name.